They did not allow the majority to shape their thinking. They did not allow the majority to change their destiny. They did not allow the majority to shake their faith in the living Word of God.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Happy New Year and welcome to Love Never Fails. Today, Pastor Bill continues his study of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. We will uncover what it truly means to be diligent in our faith as he concludes the message, "It's a heart issue." Now, Pastor Bill.
God's word says everything that begins in our life comes from the what? The heart. Isn't that amazing? The heart. The Bible symbolizes the heart as the center of our innermost being. Now, so the heart is not only the place of all spiritual activity, loved one, it's also the place of the operations of human life. All of it. In other words, everything that is good, where does it come from? Our hearts. Everything that is evil, where does it come from? Our hearts. Not out there. It comes from our innermost being. Fear, where does it come from? It comes from our heart. When we lie. When does it come? It comes from our heart. Lust, where does it come from? It comes from the heart. Listen, kindness, goodness, all originates in our heart. See, our real person, the real Bill, is right there in my innermost being. Okay, now listen to me. That means, and we're talking about the first generation, we're talking about us as well. That means that our greatest danger today and back then is our hearts. It's within. Oh, that's so vital. What did Jesus tell us? He said in John 15:8, he says, you know, these people, they draw near me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their mind is far from me. No. Their heart. Now, he could look out there and say, your hearts are not for me. Think about that. God does the same thing. He says, you know, you've given me lip service. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you, our hearts can make us, if we're not wise, if we're not being transformed by the Word of God, our hearts can make us pretenders, can make us pretend to worship God, pretend, but whoa, we're lifting our hand, we're doing, that's wonderful, we should do all that. But God says, no, listen, your heart. You're just giving me lip service. Your heart's so far from me. How often do the words of our mouth not agree with our heart? Amen? Come on. Jesus said this in Matthew 12:34, for the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus said, you know, whatever comes out of a person's mouth is an accurate gauge of what's living in their hearts. The first generation, their heart, listen carefully. They didn't want Canaan. Did you know that? Amen. They wanted Egypt, didn't they? They wanted all the food that Egypt had. They wanted to go back to the flesh pots. Why? Let me tell you why. Stephen, in his speech, okay, in Acts 7:39, he says this, in their hearts, the first generation, in their hearts, not their minds, in their innermost being, they turned back to Egypt. Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, for these things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. And listen carefully, they defile a man. For out of the mind, no. Out of the imagination, no. Out of the heart proceed, listen carefully, what can proceed? Evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, false witness, blasphemies. That's just a few. All of those things begin, Jesus said, in the heart. Out of the heart flow or proceed the issues of life. Now listen carefully. Every action on our part is a heart action. Do you believe that? Whenever a Christian lies, where'd that come from? It came from the heart. Whenever Christians gossip, or say blasphemy against other people, other believers, where does that come from? It comes from the heart. Lying, all of those things come from the heart. Listen, why? Because the Bible tells us. Now, in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful or treacherous. Now, some of you are going, Bill, I have a brand new heart. So do I. But I guess you never get in trouble, do you? Are y'all with me? Yes, the Spirit of the Lord has come into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the sons of the living God. Amen? Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that's been given unto us. Yes, it's all there. We're born again. But yet, is the heart treacherous? Jeremiah said, oh, it's deceitful. Now listen, he said, it is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. That word means it's incurably sick. Who can know it? Here's the answer. I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Jesus said again, Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts and murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false, and blasphemies. Now, listen very carefully. I'm saying this as a challenge, never to judge. I'm provoking you. Is that okay? Are we not to provoke one another? Are we not to stir one another up? Yeah. Amen. I'm going to stir you up. Don't email me, though. No. Now, listen. Everything proceeds out of the heart. Every action is a heart action. Amen? Now, listen very carefully. If you are not having, and I say this in love, if you're not having a prayer time, it's not a time issue.
That's right.
It's a heart issue. That made you feel good, didn't it? How about this one? If you're not studying your Bible, it's not a time issue. I have too many children. That's not a time issue. No, it's a heart issue. You know, listen, if you're not serving the Lord, it's not a time issue. And it's not even, I'm too lazy. Now, I'm saying if you're able to serve, amen, physically able. No, listen, it's a heart issue, loved one. Listen, if you have doubt and unbelief and you're a born-again believer, it is not a faith issue. It's not a faith issue at all. It's a heart issue. There's some of you that are listening live right now. You're not in church. Your church is listening live at your home. Well, can I tell you what? That right there is against the will of God. Now, I love you. Is that the truth? We are to not be in the habit of some, that they're not meeting, assembling themselves together. No, we're to be in church. So what is it? It's not because, well, I just can't get their own time. No, it's a heart issue. Everything in our lives, it comes from our hearts. Oh, listen, that is so important. You say, well, you know, what about winning the lost? Well, if you're not an ambassador of Christ, it's not a devil issue. It's a heart issue. If you're not a giver to the kingdom of God, it's not a provision issue, loved one. It's a heart issue. Do you understand? Man, from the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, listen, everything in our life, everything begins in the heart. That's why last Sunday, about entering the rest of God, what did I tell you? Last Sunday, I said, boy, we have to take His yoke. Amen? And what was His yoke? It was His lowly heart, not our heart. We need the heart of Christ beating in us, where we think the same way, do the same things that our Lord has done. Why did the first generation, why did they fail to enter Canaan? Now, I know I heard it when I asked that question, it reverberated. It said, the sin of unbelief, the sin of unbelief. And you're exactly right. But where does the sin of unbelief come from? It's a heart issue. That's what it is. Listen, Proverbs 6:18, six things that God hates, a heart that devises wicked plans. Proverbs 5:12, oh, how I hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. Even in the beginning, back in Noah's day, Genesis 6:5, the hearts of man were continually evil. Amen? It's always a heart. Now listen, why didn't the first generation enter Canaan? Let me prove it why. Oh, yeah, unbelief. But again, unbelief comes from the heart. Listen to Moses telling the second generation. Listen to the tribe of Reuben. He's talking to them. Numbers 32:7. Now, why, Moses says, will you, speaking to Reuben again, the tribe of Reuben, why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which you, the Lord, has given them? He says, thus your fathers, they did the same thing in Kadesh Barnea. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol, in other words, when they spied out the land and the spies gave them that bad report, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, so that they did not go into the land which the Lord God had given them. In Numbers chapter 13, remember the 12 spies went in and the 10 spies came back and they gave a bad report and they stopped the blessing of God for the entire generation of people, the first generation. Think of that. Listen, what they saw was true. Yes, the cities were strong. They were well fortified. And there was giants in the land. Everything was true. But think about this. There was at least 1 million people that did not enter. And they did not enter because their hearts were discouraged. Did you know the Bible says that anxiety in the heart causes depression? Did you know the Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick? See, it's all about the issues of the heart. In Numbers 14:3, whenever they were arguing, Joshua and Caleb saying, oh, please, we can do this. We can go in. And remember what they did. They told the all the majority, and they tore their clothes. And they said unto them, listen, he says, God, all the things that has spoken, he said, this land, we went through it too. It's a great land. It's a good land. And God said, he'll give it to us. Only don't rebel against the Lord nor fear the people of that land. I love what they said. This is coming from their heart for their bread for us, their protection. It's departed from them. And he tells them why. For the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Now listen, why did the majority agree and stand with 10 spies? I mean, think about that. And they hardened their hearts. The majority. Oh, listen, the majority stood behind the 10 spies, man's lies. You know why? What did they say? We're not able. We're not able. We can't take this. Was that true or false? It was false. They weren't believing the living God. Listen, they didn't have an evidence issue. They'd seen the land. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. They didn't have an evidence issue or ear issue. They didn't have an eye issue. They had a heart issue. And only two of that generation, Joshua and Caleb, loved one, listen, they had a heart, but there was something about their heart. Their heart was filled with courage to face the majority. Why? They believed the living God. They believe the living word of God. That's what they did. Listen, God's word is living and God's word is for your heart. And it's so important. Listen, does God know if we believe the word or not? Does he know if we trust him or not? Yeah, come on, loved one. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. Do we really believe that? You see, it's a heart issue. Those two men, Joshua, Caleb, they had courage to believe the promises of God when 1 million plus people wouldn't. Do we? Are we afraid of the majority? I'm not. Are you? I tell you, the word of God will always stand. I don't care what the majority says. I care what God says. Is that good enough? Amen. That's all we need to care about. Listen to me now. Your relationship, my relationship with God's living truth will determine your level of personal courage. It takes courage to obey the word of God. Come on. It takes courage. How many people, now I'm not saying y'all, but I can't pray at Luby's over my food. I just can't do it in front of people. I can't go witness. Well, where does that's a heart issue. If you can't share Christ, is that a heart issue? Yes. Well, I don't know. It's just, I'm just afraid. No, no, no. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You see what I'm saying? It's always a heart issue. Listen, those two men stood against the voices of, say, thousands upon thousands. We can't enter. We can't do it. We're insects in their sight. No, look at their hearts, those two men. Listen, you know what I love about them? They did not allow the majority to shape their thinking. Do you follow me? They did not allow the majority to change their destiny. They did not allow the majority there to shake their faith in the living Word of God. You see, it's an issue, loved one, of the heart. And they, boy, I tell you, Caleb especially, did he have a, was he passionate? Oh, man, even the Lord said, that guy's got another spirit. Man, he's, you know, come on. See, they had hearts of courage. They had passionate hearts, and they lived for the adventure. They wanted to follow the Lord. But the first generation, they missed their destiny. They missed the adventure. Did they see the Ark of the Covenant cross over the Jordan? No, the first generation didn't. They died in the wilderness. They didn't see that. They missed the miracle. How far did the River Jordan, how far did it back up? All the way to the city of Adam, 20 miles away, and they crossed over on dry land. See, they missed the adventure. Did they see the walls of Jericho fall flat? No, they didn't. Did they see in the battle when Joshua and the men of God, when they were fighting for the land, did they see the sun stand still? No, see, they missed the adventure, and that's what happens. You have to have, you look at your heart and say, oh, no, I'm going on with God. I'm going to live that adventure. You know, the Bible says this. Let me just read it. Joshua 10:12. Then Joshua spoke in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And listen to what he said in the sight of all of Israel. He's in the battle and he goes, sun, stand still over Gibeon. Moon in the valley of Ajalon. And listen to what happened. The sun stood still, the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has not been a day like it before or after that the Lord heeded the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. You have to have, listen, our hearts. You have to detox your heart from the things that are wrong. Amen? And you have to get the living word. At the end of Joshua's life, listen to what he said in Joshua 23:14. He said this, behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth. In other words, I'm going home now. I'm going to die. Now listen to what he says. And you know, the second generation, he's talking to them. And you know in all of your hearts, that in all of your souls, not one thing that God has said has failed. Oh, of all the good things which the Lord God spoke concerning, all have come to pass. Not one word of them has failed. Listen, they missed it. Why? Oh, unbelief? Yes, but it was a heart issue. It came right from their hearts. Everything in our life and their life begins in the heart. And God knows the heart. And one day we will give an account of our hearts, loved one, to the Lord. Verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things they are naked, open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. We turn now from the living word of God to the living God himself. You know there's nothing hidden from God. Amen. I know that. You know that. Proverbs 15:11, hell, destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the Son of Man? God's word is alive. It is active. It saves us. It transforms us. It comforts us. It guides us. And one day it will judge us. Amen. We will all give an account of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts at the Bema seat. It says all things are naked. That means unclothed, okay, in the sight of God. It says also they're open. That word open deals with our throat, if you will. Matter of fact, that word is trachelizo. Let me say it again. Trachelizo. I kind of like it when it has that Italian sound a little bit. Trachelizo. It means to lay bare or to expose. In ancient times, this word was found whenever a person was going to stand before the judge for trial. And they would take a knife and they would put it under his chin and lay it right there as he faced the court, faced the judge. And that way he could never bow his head. Now, the reason that word was used is because the writer wants us to know that one day we're going to be face to face with our Lord. We're going to give an account of our lives. We're going to give an account of our stewardship. He knows all. He knows everything, loved one. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat or the Bema seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body according to what he's done, whether good or evil. Now, listen, we know that we're not going to be judged for our sins. At the Bema seat, our sins are paid for. Amen? We're not saved by works, but we will be judged by works, the things that God has called us to do in this life. And if we don't do those things, it's not because of lack of faith. It's because of a heart issue. Did you know that the Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew 12:36, every idle word that we speak will be, we will be held accountable for in the day of judgment. Idle word means words that don't bring life to other people, that are inoperative, that hurt other people and things like that. Oh, listen, I tell you, we want to be diligent to enter the things of God. Amen. Listen to me now quickly. I know I'm running out of time, but this is so important. Please, God's word is alive. It's living. It's powerful. Oh, Lord. And we have the privilege of believing it and living it. Amen. So God's word is alive. Don't kill it with unbelief. That's a heart issue. God's not going to help me. Where did that come from? Where's that? Someone sent me a text the other day and says, I was told I have 30 days. I'm being evicted. And I said, no, you don't understand. No, they just told God, you have 30 days. God's on your side. God's word, he is going to, listen, he is for us. Don't kill it with unbelief. In Mark's gospel, chapter 6, I think it is 5 and 6, Jesus came to his own hometown. He could not heal but just a few sick people there. Why? He marveled at their unbelief. The Bible says in Mark 11:23, it says, assuredly, Jesus said, I say to you, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, you will believe. And if you believe, you'll get what you ask for. Now, I don't have time to teach exactly on that meaning, but you understand what I'm saying. Loved one, it's so important. Do you know the Bible is full of living words? 1 John 1:7, you know, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, amen? We have fellowship one with another. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 8:32, Jesus said, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. Luke 6:38, what did Jesus say? Give, it'll be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over into your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. That's a living word. Matthew 11:12, our revolution. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force, seize it as a precious prize. Loved one, that's the living word of God. Here's a living word of God. If you believe this living word of God and you don't know God, it'll change your life. It'll change your life right this minute. Why? Because it's everything in life is a heart issue. A heart issue. It is with the heart that a person believes and is saved. Let me give you the scripture as I close. Romans 10:8. What does it say? The word, meaning God's word. Oh, it's near. It's right here, right now. It's in your mouth. In your heart, amazing. That is the word of faith which we preach, meaning the gospel, the good news. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He died for your sins. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Why? For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Loved one, it is a heart issue. If you don't know Jesus Christ, it is a heart issue. And you know what? If you don't know Jesus this morning, if he's not your Lord, and you walk out of here and you reject him, I can tell you why. Because see, God's word is alive. It tells me. It says, because the wicked one cometh immediately, and he snatches the word out of your heart, which was just sown. See, the living word is right there, right now. It's alive, and you feel it if you don't know Christ. You feel it because it has an effect upon you. You know you're not living right. You know you're living in sin. You know it. And God is saying, come to me. You come to me now. Don't let the devil snatch that out of your heart.
Thanks, everyone, for beginning 2026 with us. May we all redeem the time we have. Grow in our understanding of God's word and walk in love. Why? Because God's love never fails. Happy New Year. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.